USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee seeks to eliminate the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024. This according to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He spoke to Newsmax.
This thing is so partisan, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
Gas prices rose again on Wednesday, setting another record high and adding to a string of consecutive record high days. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of unleaded gas is $4.96. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Denver Broncos have a new owner. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
The Denver Broncos of the National Football League are being sold for roughly $4.65 billion, a record in United States sports sales. Rob Walton, who is the billionaire heir to Walmart, has officially entered into a purchase agreement with the Broncos. When the dust settles, Rob Walton will be the wealthiest NFL owner, valued at $58 billion.
The Biden administration is undergoing a period of unusually high staff turnover as President Joe Biden nears 18 months in office. Long hours, low morale, and relatively low pay are taking a toll on both the ranks of the senior staff and the more numerous junior aides who keep the White House running. Hot weather is expanding from Texas and across the western U.S. with record temperatures forecast. Fox Weather said the heat wave will continue to build in the south and southwest. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will be removed from office following a recall vote. Appearing on Fox's America's Newsroom, Los Angeles Deputy Attorney John Hatmey says he had radical and extreme policies that led to an increase in violent crime.
Most of us, we wanted reforms. However, what we got with George Gascon and Chesa Boudin is radical and extreme policies that have led to a major increase in homicides, smash-and-grab burglaries, follow-home robberies, fentanyl deaths, and gun violence.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he has launched an investigation into Twitter to determine if they are being transparent about bots on the platform. The Attorney General saying all they're doing is asking questions.
We've sent out what are called civil investigative demands, and their questions about these accounts and whether they are real, and all we need is real answers. And if we get those real answers and they match up, everything's good. If they're deceiving consumers, that's an extra cost to consumers that they shouldn't have to pay.
The Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors are set to face off once again in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. The series is tied at one game apiece after Boston won Game 1, and the Warriors responded with a dominant win in Game 2. Game 3 will tip off from the TD Garden in Boston at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.